Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning.
Cynthia sent me some information about hydrangeas. And Cynthia, I remember my mother and dad had hydrangeas way back when I was very young. Beautiful plants. But I remember them being a lot of work. And that's not to say that they're not worthwhile, but they do require considerable amount of attention. That was my memory anyway.
Oh, you know, I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I feel you have to watch them about watering because they have a very small root system.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in July and August, they can really look, at the end of the day, they sort of feel like I feel in July and August, worn out from the heat. And they're all, they can be very wilted and droopy. And I usually wait and see how they look in the morning. If they are still that way, I give them water. But you do have to pay a lot of attention to the amount of water they get. But I don't have any pest problems with mine.
Okay.
I don't think they're a lot of work.
I remember that. I guess the reason I say that is they, and you refer to the need for the acidity of the soil to be right. So do you have to give them some kind of special food or some kind of special fertilizer to account for that acidity?
Well, the acidity basically will just change the color.
Uh-huh.
If it's high acidity in your soil, your hydrangeas will be blue.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Hunt County, we're basically an alkaline soil. So if you do nothing to your soil, you should still be able to grow hydrangeas.
Okay.
But they're going to be pink.
Okay. Yeah. You said
I put some acidic fertilizer on mine, and it raises the level, gives it a little more acidity to the soil. So I get both pink and blue, and I can get pink and blue or a purple shade or mingled just on one bloom. I can have one bloom that has both pink and purple on it.
I see.
So I'm doing, the fertilizing I'm doing is mainly just for the color.
I see. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom, and right now we're talking about hydrangeas. And you've provided, I will use, this is a photo of your hydrangeas that you provided me, is that right?
Yes, the ones that showed them how they should look and the one that shows them how they do look today.
Okay, but and you refer to these as old-fashioned mop head hydrangeas.
Right, there are other kinds of hydrangeas. I mean, there's a oak leaf hydrangea and a lace cap that blooms. It doesn't have the full bloom like the mop heads. But I think of these as, like you said, your grandparents or your parents grew them.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned pink and blue mop head.
Well.
And that's the kind I have. And you have to know what kind of variety you have of the mop head. Some of them will bloom on old wood, meaning all the shoots that are coming up right now from the bottom of the hydrangea will provide next year's blooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave all of my shoots when it freezes and all the leaves are off and everything. I've got all these little wooden sticks out of the ground. And then in the spring, you will start to see buds on some of these sticks. And that's where your blooms are going to come from.
Mm-hmm. So a hydrangea, they are perennial. They do come back from year to year.
Yes,
which
yes.
That's nice. And you said that they will be, and they would, of course, depending on the garden centers, whatever their situation is, but you should be able to buy them now.
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't know why. Somehow I always think of May and Mother's Day and hydrangeas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can find them in the grocery stores this time of year.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Okay. And you say you use a phosphorus bone meal as sort of a fertilizer?
Yes, you can use that on your hydrangeas, too, as a fertilizer. They don't, if you give them a lot of, if there's a lot of nitrogen, and sometimes if you've mulched and you've weeded or whatever and the mulch gets mixed up in your soil, it leaches out the nitrogen, because the nitrogen is used to break down the mulch. So if it Well, that's too little nitrogen. So, but if you have too much nitrogen in there, if you've fertilized it with nitrogen only, you'll get leaves and no blooms.
I see. And a lot of water in the summer.
A lot of water in the summer.
Yeah, but morning is best.
Well, I just wait to morning, and well, anytime you water, it's best to do it in the early morning. First of all, it won't evaporate.
Yep.
And second of all, it will give the leaves time to dry out, so you don't get mildew or mold or something on your leaves.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to late night kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, and if you water in the middle of the afternoon, you're going to lose a lot to evaporation right away.
Sure. All right. So hydrangeas get a big thumbs up from you.
I like them. They're beautiful when they're in bloom. After that, there's not much to them, but. I think most plants just have their one season. I mean, most, there are not many plants that you can say are just stunning, you know, 12 months or even 3 months out of the year. Sure. They all have their time in the sun.
That's right. Cynthia, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
You're welcome.
Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.